Hello and welcome to the first Billingham Stars podcast for the new season. This is season 4, episode 1, and it's Sunday, August the 31st. So the Billingham Stars had their only pre-season challenge, a rare Saturday home encounter against the Aberdeen Lynx. They're from the Scottish National League, and Billingham ran out 10-2 winners at the Forum Ice Arena. New signing Chris Sykes scored a hat-trick, and their other impressive debuts from Thomas Stewart-Dant and Tom Keeley on their first appearance for the Stars. Other goals, Billingham's player coach Michael Bowman also netted a treble, and the goals from Jack Davies with a pair, Ben Davison, who was playing forward, and the evergreen captain Paul Windridge. For Billingham, they had the luxury of giving ice time for both of their goalies, James Flavell, who started, and Mark Watson, who took over just about halfway. And the Stars were able to ice 4 forward lines, 3 defensive pairs, even though missing Defensive Player of the Year Andy Munro. He should be back for the weekend coming up. We'll talk about that in a moment. So it was a very good first appearance of the season. So with a competitive season was looming large, after the game we spoke with the Stars GM Alan Flavell and started by saying the game pretty much everything the Stars could have wanted from a pre-season game.
A nice spread of goals. I think there's still a bit of room for improvement. We did give them quite a few opportunities at the back there, not picking our men up. But yes, I think as far as the attack went, I thought we did very well. And like you say, a nice spread of goals. Mikey Bowman, the new lads have fitted in very well. Chris Sykes and Stuart Dant. I thought the both of them did a real good performance tonight. But nice to see the old hand. Spike Windridge getting a goal as well. That was a nice nice finish.
And at the back end, obviously no Andy Munro, but the three pairs of D that you had worked well as well.
Yeah, I was happy with the way the D performed. I think there's still a bit of room for manoeuvre. We're sitting back a little bit too deep at times, but yes, I was quite impressed for our first game out. I think we really needed this to get ourselves primed ready for Solway next weekend.
Because you've been training for a few weeks, but obviously it's different putting it in a game situation. So now you've got tonight under your belt, another two sessions coming up, and then straight in at Dumfries.
Exactly. I've been really impressed with Mike Bowman, the way he's been coaching the lads on training sessions and what have you. And he's just steadily picked the pace up right from day one till last week. I thought the training on Tuesday and Thursday was awesome, and I'm sure we'll have a few more things to work on ready for Solway next week.
And obviously Solway, we're starting off, it's the cup, it's the new English Challenge Cup, I think it's called. The EPL teams involved, you're excited about that?
Yeah, the crossover cup, it's something that I've wanted to try, you know, put a toe in the water. It's a big step to go from where we are into the EPL, but this gives us an opportunity to play against those sort of teams, but on a level playing, well, a sort of level playing field. We're going to reduce the import count to only one on the ice at any one time, which does help us. But yeah, it should be a real good test for the players, and I think the fans are excited about it as well.
And looking at the league as a whole, obviously we've had the summer of discontent, you could call it. We are where we are this year. The rules of competition have come out, and the proposal 4 up and 2 down. Do you see that lasting?
I don't know. It's I'll worry about that come the end of the season, really. At this stage of the game, we'll just construct our game. I mean, the politics behind the scenes this year has been unbelievable. But yeah, there's all sorts of things been going on. But the reintroduction of promotion and relegation, I think, was a must. And also the Division 1, Division 2 statuses that were removed before. You know, with hindsight, it probably wasn't the best move in the world. But hey, we tried it. It didn't work. And I think this will work better.
From the Aberdeen Lynx perspective, they're on a two-game trip to the northeast, facing off against the Whitley Warriors on Sunday night. We spoke to their coach, Rod Ramsey, kind enough to talk to us after the match, and listen out for the Lynx regular home attendance.
A tough night for your players, but you take plenty from it, I would imagine.
You know what, we got off the bus 10 minutes before the game, and it's an exhibition game. It's a clean play game, so we're going to take quite a bit from that game. Yeah.
And it's good for your preparation for your season in the
SNL. For sure, yeah.
To play different teams and get a different slant on things.
That was the whole point of it, to come down and bond and play, see some different teams. And you know, albeit we're missing our top scorer last year and about 3 or 4 of our key guys. So we came down with a short bench. But you know what? It's a good team we played tonight. And I don't think it was the score was indicative of actually the game. The game was a lot tighter than it looked.
And they will be tomorrow night. I don't know if you've experienced Hillheads.
No. I hear it's different. Yes,
it's small. It's old. It's old time hockey. But again, it'll be a good test. How do you take this into your SNL season?
Well, you know what? I think it's a good to see other teams and other styles of hockey and playing different rinks. It's a valuable experience for our players coming all the way from Aberdeen. I mean, it was a 6-hour bus trip. And Whitley, I hear the rink is small, but then they're more physical. Am I correct?
Yes.
You are very correct.
That's good. I like that. You know, that's I'm a Canadian, so I like the physical thing. So it's good. I don't think tonight was a physical game. I can see Billingham as a skilled team. They're a fast team. They're not a physical team.
No, they're not.
You know, they don't finish their checks. They don't hit. But they've got skill. So I hear Whitley is a physical team. So we get to see a skilled team one night, and we get to see a physical team the next night. So it's good. It's going to help us for our preparations.
And up there in Aberdeen, it's a well-supported club. We get good support.
Yes, we draw up to 1,300 at our games.
Wow.
And this year, you know what, we've added a lot. We've got a lot of new faces out there, so this is also a bonding trip for us. And, you know, so we're missing a lot of key guys tonight, but we're going to be pretty good. You'll see. I mean, we'll be a good team this year.
Okay, well, it's good to see, as I said over the PA, it's good to see a new team. Obviously, we wish you the best at Hillheads.
Yeah.
And we'll keep an eye on results in the SNL.
Yeah, thanks very much. I mean, I think it's good for both leagues if we interlock a little more. You know, I think it helps hockey in the UK if teams do make the trip across the so-called border and play each other. Right?
Yeah. I was going to say, the trip south, but from Aberdeen, everything's south, isn't it?
Yes, Aberdeen, definitely a cold place.
Yeah. Well, appreciate your time.
Yeah, thank you.
Enjoy the weekend, and
good
luck for you the rest of the season.
Yeah, good luck to you guys too as well.
Final interview from this weekend took place on the soon-to-be world-famous Tim Cranston Media Gondola at the Billingham Forum. The Cleveland Comets were practicing in the background. Stars player coach Michael Bowman joined us, and he must be happy with the way the game went tonight.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the Aberdeen team were better than I thought, so that was really good. It was a good test for us, and I think the lads all did really well, both ends of the ice.
And you've had them in training for a few weeks, but putting the training into a game situation is obviously different, so getting the game sorted before you move into the competitive game is a bonus.
Yeah, it is, definitely. I mean, I think some of the teams have had a few more games, but I think that was, like I say, a really good test and showed what we're made of, which I thought we did really well tonight.
And then the new players, we've got Tom Stewart, Dan, Chris Sykes, Tom Keeley, all seem to settle in quite well.
Yeah, really good. Both the forward lads bring us good speed, and Tom at the back, who just was registered just in time for the game, like an old head on your own shoulders, it seems. He's very steady, and I'm sure there's a lot more to come from all three, really.
And yourself and Chris seem to have not put a bit of a rapport already.
Yeah, that seemed to work. Long may it continue. Let's hope so. But yeah, it was good tonight. Really enjoyed it.
Yeah, and the headache, we talked about yourself on the line with Chris and Spike, moving the lines around with the famous or infamous Boston line.
Yeah.
Split it for the time being.
I mean, that line last year, they started really, really strong, but towards the end of the season, we didn't get much out of them. I think it was time to shake things up a bit. The way it is now, we've moved James down, but that line did really well. Him and Jack worked well together. Scott getting in the corners, grinding it out. I think they can be a really strong third line for us. James moving to that line puts a lot of offence on that line, where I don't think other teams will be able to handle it, if I'm honest.
And then Thomas brings a bit of size under the line with Callum Mackie.
Yes, he's a lot more direct, which I think that line really helps them. So hopefully we'll see more from that line. But they did well tonight, all three lines, and the young lads with Luke playing in the middle with Jack Emerson and Ben Davison as a forward, which I think we might see that a little bit more as the season progresses. He did well tonight. He's been in training since they got back. He's been doing really well. So,
and you've got two more sessions around with nice gentle start at the triple champions from last year.
Indeed, yeah. I mean, well, why not start with one of those? It's in the cup, and we want to take the points in the cup when we can, so it's a good opportunity up there. So we'll just see what we can do up there.
So thanks very much to Alan Flavell, Rod Ramsey and Michael Bowman for their time post-game on Saturday. Before we look at the start of the competitive season, just 6 days away, other pre-season results from the weekend. The Blackburn Hawks won 7-1 and 9-0 home and away against the Widnes Wild from Laidler Conference Division 2. The Solway Sharks defeated North Ayrshire 7-1 at the Shark Tank on Saturday. And just tonight, the Whitley Warriors finished off the Aberdeen Lynx road trip, Warriors winning 7-2, and Warriors old boy Christian Johnson getting his second Man of the Match award of the weekend. So looking ahead then to Saturday, and Billingham travel west to face the Solway Sharks, the first game of the Crossover Cup, which features the EPL sides. The Sharks Stars game is traditionally a keenly contested affair, and is a great curtain raiser for the new season. Puck drop at the Dumfries Ice Bowl, Saturday, 7 o'clock, for the Billingham Stars. Their first home game opening night at the Forum is Sunday the 14th of September against the Manchester Minotaurs. We'll have more on that next week. But for now, that's all from this first episode of Season 4 of the Billingham Stars podcast. Thanks very much for listening. This has been a March 74 Sport production for the Billingham Stars.